We were discussing concerns in Ludlow about the plans for a 10k road race next month, 8th of July, not far away. There were road closures involved, and people in Mill Street especially were concerned about access to their homes.
If the consultation, real consultation about routes and things, had taken place with us, we could have sorted out a route and a compromise which would have suited everybody. I want Ludlow to have more events like this, but you cannot lock the town down for 3 hours and expect people to be happy on a Saturday when things are going on.
Word. Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Debbie Green, and I'm taking part in this race. What they're doing is something brilliant. The motivation that they give to kids and families, observing aunties, uncles, grandparents, mums, dads taking part is really, really valuable. But listening to your conversations, I think you all have really valid points.
Well, there have been some more conversations since then, and Andy Boddington, who's the Lib Dem councillor for Ludlow North, can bring you up to date. What is the latest then, Andy?
Well, I agree with both Tim Gill, who started that interview, and Debbie Green, that it's a great event. It's something we want to happen. We want it to run. But the arrangements weren't quite right. So Tim and I met the race organisers on Friday morning, and we were nearly there before then, but a little bit of last-minute haggling and changing the route a fraction, changing the start time a fraction, adjusting the road closures. And I think we're there. So instead of having 4 hours of total road closure and locking down the town centre, we've got the longest the road we closed for 2 hours, some like Mill Street for about 15, maybe 20 minutes. And the circulation around the town centre at the bottom of the town, which was previously blocked, will go ahead. And so people can get in and out of their houses, to and from the assembly rooms. And there's a big event at St Lawrence's Church, so we're delaying the road closure there until 7:30 to ensure everybody can get to that event.
Right, and they'll be able to get out as well, will they?
Yeah, well, that event doesn't finish at 9:30. The race will be over. The filming in the assembly rooms doesn't finish till 9:30. If somebody's thinking of getting out from the very central area, there will be very limited parking. If somebody wants to get out before, they need to just park on the edge of town. And we're asking people to use a station drive car park.
Right.
And there's plenty of room there. It's a little bit of an extra walk, but that's not affected by the race.
So presumably everybody's going to be a lot happier about this then?
There is, and there's some lessons to learn. You know, when we started discussing this in February, I had a memo saying it's a two-hour rolling closure. Then it grew and we weren't well informed about that. I'm not blaming the race organisers here. You know, I think that's the fact that this is sort of controlled by Shah Hall and everything goes around in memos that aren't always understood or get resolved. And then some key groups like St Lawrence's, like the assembly rooms, are actually not in the loop. So we've learned our lesson.
Okay.
You know, we want races like this. So we're going to set in place a route map so that for future events, we know how to plan them and we don't end up with this sort of argument again.
Brilliant. OK, lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Claire.
That's Andy Boddington, who is the Lib Dem councillor for Ludlow North.